Last month, City of Depot Bay Supervisor Brady Widener found an email in his inbox. It said Hancock Timber was going to spray herbicides from helicopters on a recently logged track near the city's reservoir within a few days. Widener was alarmed because that reservoir supplies water to the small coastal community.
They left a laundry list of chemicals that could be applied in a toxic cocktail that concerned me quite a bit.
Those chemicals include Roundup and other weed killers. Widener and Mayor Barbara Leff wrote to the company. Hancock management came to Depot Bay for a meeting. Widener and Leff told the company they were worried chemicals might get into Depot Bay's water supply.
We all rely on these streams to create the raw water to treat, to store, that we use for drinking water. And just having that as our only source water here, we don't, on the coast, we really don't have a lot of wells.
Widener says the company listened to their concerns. Hancock told him, after hearing from the city, they won't spray at all on that property near the reservoir. Backers of Measure 21-177 say the aerial spraying of herbicides that Hancock was planning should be outlawed.
The ballot measure is about aerial pesticide spraying from a helicopter, plane, or drone.
Rio Davidson of Newport is with the group Citizens for a Healthy County. He says the measure uses the word pesticides to refer to both bug-killing and herbicide chemicals.
So this measure would make the practice illegal here in Lincoln County, and we feel that's really important to protect our watersheds, our children, and our wildlife.
Davidson and fellow supporters are concerned when pesticides are sprayed from the air, the chemicals can drift to homes and waterways, affecting people and the environment. The Eugene organization Beyond Toxics has documented stories of Oregonians who've experienced health problems after their homes were sprayed by chemicals that drift from adjacent properties. Davidson and other measure backers say they want to stop that from happening in their county. The measure has drawn opposition from timber companies and others who say it's poorly written. Alan Fugician is director of the Coalition to Defeat Measure 21-177. He and his wife have a blueberry farm near Siletz in Lincoln County. He says there are plenty of laws around aerial pesticide spraying.
In terms of regulation, I think that our state agencies are doing the best job with the information they have to make sure that both the public is protected and that we have these tools available to ensure public health on our public and private lands.
Fugician says the ballot measure doesn't adequately define aerial spraying.
It's defined in the measure as any aerial method, and that, in our view, could include any method that allows spray particles to move through the air, including our ground-powered and hand-powered sprayer technologies.
Measure supporters say it applies to aerial pesticides sprayed from airplanes, helicopters, and drones. But Fugician says,
we don't see those words in the measure language, so that term would have to be further defined.
Fugician is also troubled by language in the measure which establishes local rights and authorizes, quote, direct action by person if county or courts fail to enforce law, unquote. That provision has also raised concern from the Lincoln County Sheriff.
This is Lincoln County Sheriff Curtis Landers. I urge you to vote no on Measure 21-177.
This message from Landers is on local radio.
This measure is a real threat to our public safety. It allows anybody to take the law into their own hands to enforce these new regulations.
Maria Sauce is with Citizens for a Healthy County, which supports the measure.
That's one of the things that our ordinance does, our measure, is bring the people into this whole picture with rights, with legal rights, to say something about their health and safety, which is something that constitutionally, government is supposed to ensure for them.
The Lincoln County Board of Commissioners and the Newport City Council oppose Measure 21-177. The City Council of Yahat supports it. Lincoln County voters have until May 16th to vote. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.